This is Ashley, and you are listening, to Time Warp on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's so lovely to be back. We had a two-week hiatus because Nacy and I were on break, and unfortunately she's not feeling up for the show tonight, but she sends her best regards. Tonight our show is going to be about California. If you're a regular listener, you may have remembered a previous episode where I was talking about wanting to be somewhere warmer. I did go somewhere warmer. I went to Spain over spring break, which was very lovely. I was very grateful to do that with a lot of my friends and visit friends abroad. And next week, I will be attending an Asian American conference in LA, hence the first song you were listening to, LA Dream by Julia Jacqueline. Very somber, melancholy, and ambient, intro. But let's just keep getting to the music, shall we? Maybe something a little more upbeat for our next track.
Clear blue sky, but it rains all the late fees. Did you get the payment? We had an arrangement. We don't want to watch the news, we just read statements. Yeah. Do you want to party in the room or me? Are you gonna pack that shit up when it all comes? Do you want to party in the room or me? Are you gonna pack that shit up when it all comes tumbling down? Crazy. Oh, it in Hollywood, baby. You'll never make it in Hollywood.
They were strolling in the gloaming, where the roses were in bloom. His soldier and his sweetheart, brave and true. And their hearts were filled with sorrow, her thoughts were of tomorrow, and she pinned a rose upon its coat of blue. Do not ask me, love, to linger, for you know not what to say. For duty calls your sweetheart's name again, and your heart need not be sighing. If I be among the dying, I'll be with you when the roses bloom again. When the roses bloom again, beside the river, and the mockingbird has sung its sweet refrain. The days of auld lang syne, I'll be with you, sweetheart mine. I'll be with you when the roses bloom again. Soft and low, a soldier who had fallen in the fray. I am dying, and I know I have to go. And I want to tell you before I pass away. There's a far and distant river where the roses are in bloom. A sweetheart who is waiting there for me. And it's there I pray you take me. I'll be faithful, don't forsake me. I'll be with her when the roses.
Was When the Roses Bloom Again by Billy Bragg and Wilco. Before that, you were listening to The Last Time I Saw You by Heike Brenna, and previously was A Hollywood Baby by 100 Gek. So, I don't know. I hope we're following the California theme. The reason why I threw in that Wilco song was because when we were in Spain on the first night, I don't know, I feel like this was kind of a revelatory experience, but my friends and I were at this bar and we were talking to this older woman, and she was super friendly and like chatting us up, and she was like, I'm 58, I love living here in Madrid, I go out with my friends every weekend, like the lifestyle here is so different. It was just a really lovely conversation. They were being silly and it was funny, and then this guy was like, we love American music. And then we were like, oh, what kind of American music? And he was like, Wilco. So whoever you are, guy, I was playing that for you, so I hope you enjoyed that. Anyways, up next, before we play the next song, or I guess before I press a little button, I just wanted to read a poem that my friend sent me by Gwendolyn Brooks called To the Young Who Want to Die. To the young who want to die, sit down, inhale, exhale. The gun will wait, the lake will wait. The tall gall and the small struck, seductive vial will wait, will wait. We'll wait a week, we'll wait through April. You do not have to die this certain day. Death will abide, will pamper your postponement. I assure you, death will wait. Death has a lot of time. Death can attend to you tomorrow, or next week. Death is just down the street, his most obliging neighbor can meet you any moment. You need not die today. Stay here, through pout or pain or peskiness, stay here. See what the news is going to be tomorrow. Graves grow no green that you can use. Remember, green's your color, you are spring. And with that, I present I Gotta Find Peace of Mind Live by the Miss Lauryn Hill.
I gotta find peace of mind. I know they're not recording. I gotta find peace of mind. See, this is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Please help me forget about him. He takes all my energy, trapped in my memory, constantly holding me, constantly holding me. I need to tell you all the pain he's caused. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you I'm undone because he says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible without him, but I know it's possible to finally be in love and know the real meaning of a lasting relationship, not based on ownership. I trust every part of you, 'cause all that you say you do. You love me despite myself. Sometimes I fight myself. I just can't believe that you would have anything to do with someone so insecure, someone so immature. Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. You make my desire pure. You make my desire pure. Just tell me what to say. I can't find the words to say. Please don't be mad with me. I have no identity. All that I've known is gone. All I was building on. I wanna walk with you. How do I talk to you? Touch my mouth with your hands. Touch my mouth with your hands. Oh, I wanna understand the meaning of your embrace. I know now I have to face the temptations of my past. Please don't let me disgrace. Will my devotion last? Now that I know the truth, now that is no excuse keeping me from your love. What was I thinking of? Holding me from your love. What was I thinking of? You are my peace of mind. That old me is left behind. You are my peace of mind. Another chance, yeah. Every day's another chance to get it right this time. Every day's another chance. Oh, what a merciful, merciful, merciful God. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. What a merciful, 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 merciful. What a wonderful, 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 merciful. Merciful, merciful, wonderful. Merciful, wonderful.
Were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia, by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the parent-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider. public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh, may come the time of love. don't feel bad, but be free.
Was Song of the Highest Tower by Cutworms, and before was I Got a Fine Piece of Mind Live by Miss Lauryn Hill. I feel like those songs are just nice, maybe to be lazing on the beach type of vibe, but also just very soul-assuring, heartwarming songs. I want to change up the pace a little bit, and up next I will be playing some fun ones, and also some of Nacy's picks for California, so enjoy.
your girl. Wonder if you need a motive beat. You gotta feel me.
Be Your Girl by Tedra Moses and Katrinata. Be Your Girl. I think I already said that. And before that was Witchu by Duran Jones and The Indications. Those were Nacy's picks. Shout out Nacy. And before that was I'll Go Crazy by The Untamed. I think those would also be fun, I don't know, going out songs in California. Not everything has to be related to California, and yet everything is. Anyways, I wanted to play another song by Mitski because earlier this week, believe it or not, Ocean Vuong came to Tufts University, can you believe it, to kick off Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. The Asian American Center had him come do a speaker event, and to be honest, it was life-changing. There was one point where someone asked him, like, who he's inspired by, or... yeah, I think something like that. And he was talking about Mitski, which I'm sure you can guess the Tufts crowd would eat up. And he was talking about how lucky he felt to, like, exist in the same time as Mitski and, like, be an artist and be friends with her in the same time. And I thought that was really beautiful. And other things, in case you didn't have the honor of going to the event, I don't know, some things that really stuck out with me. He said to call a friend or your mom or your dad to say thank you. I don't know, I thought that was really beautiful. And also, he's talking about how he hated representation and didn't want to represent, like, speak for Asians, and rather wanted, like, to see, like, Asian and Asian American presence, like, in the media and, like, in all fields, not just, you know, as a representative, but just, like, presence behind the scenes, just existing and being successful. And I just was really moved by that. So anyways, since it is April, not sure if this counts just yet as late spring, but here is a first love.
The it's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me and you music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental, some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me and you of love is long and boring and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things and you
Said Goodbye to Me by Harry Nilsson. Before that was The Book of Love by The Magnetic Fields, and previously was First Love Late Spring by Mitski. So that was the California episode. I hope you all enjoyed. Before I sign off, I just want to leave you with one last poem. So this is, before you heard To the Young Who Want to Die by Gwendolyn Brooks, This is Sorrow by Is Not My Name by Ross Gay, but it is after Gwendolyn Brooks. No matter the pull toward brink, no matter the florid deep sleep awaits, there is a time for everything. Look, just this morning a vulture nodded his red grizzled head at me, and I looked at him, admiring the sickle of his beak. Then the wind picked up, and after arranging that good suit of feathers, he up and took off. Just like that. And to boot, there are, on this planet alone, something like 2 million naturally occurring sweet things, some with names so generous as to kick the steel from my knees. Agave, persimmon, stickball, the purple okra I bought for $2 at the market. Think of that. The long night, the skeleton in the mirror, the man behind me on the bus taking notes. Yeah, yeah. But look, my niece is running through a field calling my name. My neighbor sings like an angel, and at the end of my block is a basketball court. I remember. My color is green. I'm spring. For Walter Akins. This has been Time Warp. I'm Ashley, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy April. I hope you all have a lovely start to your week, and I will see you soon.
I got a fine piece of my